Hey y'all, this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Yeah, how about that? Hey y'all, I love you. What does the Absolute Philosopher think about? What does the Absolute Philosopher have in his mind all of the time? Well, the Absolute Philosopher has in his mind all of the time harmony, goodness, peace, joy, magic, wonder. That's what he has in his mind all the time. That's all he thinks. That's all he does. That's all he is. He's magic. And you know, you are the Absolute Philosopher. I am the Absolute Philosopher. The world is the Absolute Philosopher. Every single being in the universe, in the allness, is the Absolute Philosopher. Now, what does the Absolute Philosopher think about? Well, believe it, there's nothing too big and there's nothing too small. There's nothing too tremendously important and there's nothing so unimportant that the Absolute Philosopher does not have in its mind, my mind, and upon which it dwells, I dwell, and upon which I delight. He delights, we delight. Now, think about him. I'm walking the path, meditation path here, 3 miles around the campus of the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, Worldwide Healing Ministry, the University of Philosophy, University of Healing, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And as I do this, what do I see? Hey, that's okay. Hey, what do I see? I see all sorts of wonderful things. Everything I see is beautiful. Now, a while ago, Rex went into the bushes, and he's a beautiful golden retriever dog. He's going to be 2 on the 4th of December, and don't you forget it. He loves birthday cards. So, he's going to be 2 on the 4th of December. Now, right now, he went in the bushes, and he found himself a carcass. Now, what is a carcass? Well, it's just like a leg of beef, you know. It's a carcass of an animal who moved on to another dimension. Well, this was a rabbit. And this rabbit had moved on perhaps a day or two ago. And Rex found his carcass. And Rex, being a golden retriever, loves to retrieve things and carry them around. And so he picked up that rabbit some 2 miles back on the path. And he picked it up and he carried it along. And then he had other things to investigate. And he came back and he picked it up again. And he picked it up again. And he's carrying it along. Well, now, is that evil? Is that bad? Is that, yuck, so many of the women, the monks who are women here at the monastery, they say, oh, that's so terrible. Well, hey, what are you doing? You have ham on your table there. You have cheese. It's made from milk, and that's made from the gift of a cow. You have many things that are the gift of animals, their bodies. You have the gift of celery and carrots and lettuce. These are living things too, you know. And you don't say, ugh, when you see it. So never say, ugh, when you see something. Just look at it and say, so it is. And so it is, and so it is. And no big deal. Let it be. Now, we don't see things that are inharmonious, unless sometimes we make them that way. We only see things that are harmonious and joyful and fantastic. Now, Rex has picked up this carcass at least 8 or 10 times now, and he goes racing by me with it, happily carrying it in his mouth, and knowing that I'm aware that he has it, and knowing that I would probably say, okay, let's put him away. Let's leave the carcass alone. And Rex says, but I want to play with it, you know. And so he plays with it. Now, is that bad? Not at all. We often name things good and bad, which have no relevance to good and bad. But because we name it that way, we limit ourselves. And when we limit ourselves, we take the joy out of life. The absolute philosopher spends its time 100% putting the joy into life. But if it's an absolute philosopher, it's in the absolute, and it goes beyond the concept of joy. Joy is a human virtue. That's right. Unconditional love is a human virtue, too. Unconditional love is the tippy-top of the human virtues. And when we reach that unconditional love, the tippy-top of the human virtues, then we are living on this earth in its what we're supposed to be doing here, being ourselves and having fun. Yes. Put those two together. Unconditional love, being ourselves and having fun, they belong together. Well, the absolute philosopher is always being itself and having fun. The absolute philosopher is always living in unconditional love. The absolute philosopher is always a happy, fantastic, joyous man. I put a jacket on this morning because it was quite cool. And I zippered it up. Now I unzip it as the sun is shining brightly with its unconditional rays of unconditional love, warming me up, flooding me with its harmony and peace and beauty. Oh my, that feels so good. But you see, live in unconditional love. Live in being yourself and having fun. That's what the absolute philosopher does. That's what I do all day long. That's the most important and the only important thing for me to do in my life, is to be myself and have fun. And look at everything and see it good and very good. Experience everything and experience it good and very good. And if what might seem to be a tragedy comes along, I will not consider it a tragedy. I will just consider it an unconditionally loving activity taking place in my life, and I will not name it as bad. I will just name it as love and joy and peace and harmony and goodness. And whatsoever things I name, so they are. Whatever I call anything, so it is. Whoever I am is what I have named myself. For we name all things, and let us name them in a joyous, fabulous manner that makes us feel super in every possible way. Because that's what life is all about, and that's what we are all about. And is there anything else that matters? Not one little bit. Today, the sun is sort of washing away the morning cloud, the morning mist, and all is being revealed, and its brightness and its love, and its eternality, which I am, because the sun is merely reflecting back to me who I am. Remember that, that the world just reflects back to us who we are. And so as the sun reflects back to me who I am, I look up there and I say, oh, that's who I am. That wonderful, wonderful, wonderful sun, that wonderful light, that wonderful glow of unconditional love. How great it is. How great it is. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And I'm a happy, absolute philosopher, living in my happy, absolute philosophy every moment of my life. And it is good, and very good. Hi, you guys. I love you. Have a wonderful morning. Have a wonderful day. Turn on your light and live that way. I love you. I love you. I love you.